Vera Gibbons covers issues of wealth for the show High Net Worth on CNBC, and Barbara Melamed is a clinical psychologist at Mercy College here in New York. Good morning to both of you.
Nice
to have you. As we see there in that clip, Jennifer Aniston is kind of trying to ask her way if she can get a little money from her friend. She doesn't get it. But when it comes to the subject of money between friends, it can get very complicated, especially if you're one on the side that you don't have as much as your friend, right,
Vera? Yeah, it can really put a wedge in even the closest of friends, which is why communication 101 is essential. Money can buy friends, but I would question the legitimacy of those friendships.
We see in Hollywood, money buys a lot of an entourage,
yes,
you know, with all these young girls and the people that follow them.
And they're not necessarily happy.
They're not necessarily, and they're not necessarily true friends. I mean, how do you define who's a true friend, Barbara?
When they're there for you, and sometimes you can't buy that. They have to be able to reciprocate, and, you know, I have a very rich friend, and I say, hey, let's just go to a lower-cost restaurant because I'd like to pay the bill this time.
Sharing.
More focus on the intrinsic things as opposed to the materialistic things.
How does money complicate friendships then? I mean, does it get in the way more often than not, Vera?
It can. Yes, it can, definitely.
Well, in my clinical practice, I find out that 84% of the couples that come have money problems. And the rich people have as many or even more money problems in terms of whether their friends are there, going to be fair weather
friends. Relationships.
You know, rich one day, poor the next. I'm going to stay with my friends.
And when the money's gone, so are the friends. I mean, the people who are actually buying these friendships are insecure socially enough people, generally speaking. So they're tapping into the one thing that they have access to, which is money, and that's buying them social circles, that's buying them material goods, and that's ultimately buying them friendships.
Yeah, statistically, you're seeing a lot more people on the high net worth side, right, who are buying toys and surrounding themselves.
Yeah, exactly, because there's so many more millionaires and multimillionaires and billionaires out there. They have all the toys, and some people are really drawn to that. They want to hang around these people.
It's a power trip to some of them, too.
And some of these people actually who have the money, they don't actually care because they're getting something back.